Pageant Cast, episode 321.
Merry Christmas!
Hey everybody, this is Bartholomew, and I'm so excited. I came down from the North Pole to watch today's show because we have Sherry Gearhart live in the studio. She's Miss United America 2011, along with the editor of Tierra Magazine. Oh, it's so exciting! A Merry Christmas, everybody, and it's coming here early at the TKPN studios. Today at the Pageant Cast, Sherry Gearhart, Miss United America 2011.
Welcome to the Pageant Cast, your home for beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
Hi, I'm Chelsea Cooley, Miss USA 2005 and president of Standout Productions, and you're listening to the Pageant Cast, the internet's first podcast about beauty pageants. Here's your host, Tim Kretschmann.
Hey, good evening, everybody. We are live. This is the Pageant Cast. We are so excited to have all of you here. A lot of you in the chat room right now. It's going crazy, except people are asking Sherry to break extremities. Break a leg? That's mean. Oh, no, that's a showbiz term, isn't it? Yeah, okay. Actually, thank you everybody that's out there in the chat room. It's wonderful to see you all. It's been exciting so far, and we have a jam-packed show for you tonight. Okay, one of the things that I've been teasing all week is we were going to give some information about what's coming up for the Pageant Cast, and I'm going to make Sherry sit here and listen, because she's part of the press. I don't know if you know this. Anyway, Pageant Cast has a big year planned out. Make sure I got everything. Next, first of all, we're taking off for the rest of the year. There won't be live shows, but we will have two video podcasts a week, and they'll be out on the website as per usual. I already have about 3 months worth of live shows set up in 2012. And then we're going to stop having the live shows, at least for a while, because we're going to start doing video. And I found a way that we can record the other side on a webcam chat. I'm already throwing pens all over. We've figured out how to do that. And we're going to have video podcasts where we have both sides of a webcam, which means if I haven't set up an interview with you and you've requested it, you will in the future be required to have a webcam. I know that's difficult, but quite frankly, right now I get about 200 to 300 requests to be on the show a week, a year, and there's 52 weeks. So I had to do something. So that was one way to do it. And I think we're going to get some better shows as a result. It's going to be a lot of fun. I know a lot of people are enjoying our show, right? Wow, look at all the people that are already logged in that want to see people as they go. What are you doing with Bartholomew? Sherry is messing around with Bartholomew over here. The poor guy scared half to death. Look, would you like it if people would pick you up and wave you around? We'll try it out later. Anyway, we're going to have a great show tonight. I'm almost running out of time here on this part. But yes, we're going to be going more and more toward video. It's going to be an exciting year to watch the Pageant Cast.
Sure is.
Yep. I got my pen back. Very important. You got to have a pen in your hand if you're going to do an interview. You know this. Anyway.
I sure do.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. We're going to get things started. Sherry's going to move closer to the microphone. Sherry. Okay, that's perfect. You're in the right spot now. So professional tonight. I am sorry, everybody. We're going to get things started with Sherry Gearhart. She is Miss United America 2011.
TKPNpodcast.com.
And we're here. We're in the interview. This is what you've been waiting for. Say hello to everybody, Sherry.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for logging in to watch tonight. I'm really excited to hear what you have to say and
what Tim has to ask me.
Oh, yes. And, well, first I got to ask you, you drove all the way here. It was like a 2-hour drive to get out here. You have a safe drive?
I sure did. I'm here all in one piece, right?
Well, you're kind of falling apart here. You've been having a rough night. You're not 100%, but you're so close.
Yeah.
It really doesn't matter, but we're awful glad that you made it out here. And for folks that don't know, first of all, Sherry's a good friend of the show. She is the editor of Tierra Magazine, one of my favorite pageant magazines. And she is also the current and reigning, and she said she's kind of reigning with an iron fist this year, Miss United America 2011. You were crowned in October. Down at Austin, Texas, and you've been reigning ever since.
Yep.
And you've had a lot of appearances so far.
Yeah, I really have. Some of my appearances have been with Project Michelangelo. Excuse me, I'm getting over a cold.
Yep.
Which is with JoJo Sason and our team of angels. And what we've done is we've gone into the hospitals with the terminally ill children. We visited with them dressed up in different Halloween costumes and actually got to see those children's lives touched, you know, their faces lit up to see us. And, you know, to make a change like that is really incredible. Something else I did was the NANBF bodybuilding show. I was able to actually speak on behalf of Project Michelangelo, which is an international charity that I support as the international public relations rep.
Sherry's going to take a drink while I talk here a little bit. But I saw some great photos of you on Facebook where you and a group went in costume.
Yeah, that's when we went to the hospital.
Okay.
It was such an amazing experience. It was something I always wanted to do.
Well, now you did it.
And now I did it.
Yeah.
And I got to do it as Miss United America.
That was so cool. Well, you know what? I do want to ask you about United America. I know it's a difficult decision anytime that you decide to compete. Mm-hmm. What drew you to compete at United America?
Well, actually, you did, because you told me about the pageant. Tim told me about the
pageant. Those of you watching the video just got my little smile there. I'm very glad to hear that.
Yeah, you told me about the system, and Miss Annette was such a sweetheart. That's the director. And I saw that it was a system really about.
I thought your last name was
service.
Gearhart, not Sweetheart.
Oh my gosh.
That would be the first.
Already. Here he goes.
The first big laugh. Hold on.
It's both.
Hold on. There we go. I feel better now. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I don't even know.
I'm trying to give you time to take a drink of water.
Yeah, I really appreciate that.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yes. I'm really getting over a cold. But anyway. United America is such an incredible system. It's a big compliment about the system a lot is the fact that we have so many different age brackets. Anyone can compete, really, in any age division. So it's really a fair competition. I really went there and I represented my platform well. Had the honor of being able to give a speech about LOLC as part of the competition. Didn't even know it, but people were in the audience crying after I spoke, and it was such a really awesome thing. You heard the speech.
And she kind of glossed over. It's LOLC. What does it stand for? And what is it? Because not everybody that's watching knows about LOLC.
LOLC is Live Out Loud Charity. It's a nonprofit organization I started just in 2010, actually. And it's focused on suicide awareness and prevention through core character development. I began this organization after losing my childhood friend to suicide. He was only 19 years of age. And so that had such a profound impact on me that I knew I had to make a difference. And having faced depression as a youth, having lost actually multiple people in my life to suicide, it took the loss of a childhood friend to hit me really hard, to really understand the face of depression, the face of suicide. And so I called my mom, you know, I told her, I was like, I have to do something. It's so sad that us as human beings have created such a silence, you know, that we don't even feel we can go to someone and tell them our problems.
Right.
And so I wanted to conquer that. And so we started Live Out Loud Charity. Since then, we've reached over 60,000 individuals, actually even more since the fashion show, so that has to be updated. We're growing every day, and something we do is we have an annual fashion show every year. This being our second year, was very awesome and amazing. And you were there, which is even
yeah. Better. Actually, that was one of my questions that you just totally stomped on here about the fashion show. And by the way, I want to remind, our chat room is full, but people aren't asking questions. If you have questions for on the air, please send those in. But LOLC, you had a ton of people, a ton of models that were part of it. And it was models of every size, age,
yes.
Every shape. I mean, it was really amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm loath to say the word amazing because I think it's overused. But it was a fantastic event. What gave you the idea to start a fashion show as a fundraiser for LOLC?
Fashion has been something I've always loved, and you know, I really wanted to take the talents I already had and use them for the greater good. And when you see fashion shows, you always see the tall models, they're very thin, and they're not necessarily projecting a healthy body image for anyone, really. And so I was like, you know, what can I do to really make an impact and make a statement? And it really already fit into what Tiara Magazine stood for. Tiara Magazine was about promoting all aspects of pageantry, plus size pageantry. We had Plus Teen USA on the cover, all aspects of pageants. And that was kind of our whole, you know, our whole premise anyway, you know, promoting all the sizes, all the heights, all the everything. And I was like, you know, starting Live Out Loud Charity, let's hold that fashion show and let's make that, you know, what we're about. And so, yeah, that's what we did. And we had over 100 models this year, which was quite amazing.
How do you,
I know you hate that word.
There she goes. You see, and she's just using it really was stunning, the amount of people that you had to logistically keep track of and what they were wearing and all of that.
I have no idea how I did it. I don't know. I had over 700.
That sounds like a confession there.
No, it was crazy. Over 100 models, title holders from nationwide.
Yeah.
Little girls, you know, older women, seven different designers, 750 people.
Yeah, you had celebrities all over the place.
Performers. It was incredible.
One really cool podcast. Yeah. Yeah, it was a great event. Now, you know, when I was doing the research for this interview, which it's always weird when I'm researching somebody I already know. but as I was doing that, I got a chat from you that said you are now writing a book named Raw. My question, do you ever sleep?
Absolutely not. No.
Well, tell me about Raw. What's Raw?
People ask me that all the time.
Is this a wrestling book?
You know,
this is about wrestling, isn't
it's
it?
It's not raw foods. It's not wrestling. It's
you're sure it's not wrestling? You're
you know,
sure?
I don't know. I'd have no, absolutely not.
Okay, so what is Raw? What is Raw about?
Raw is a raw poetry book.
Okay,
it's your innermost feelings put in ink. You know, it's a collaboration of three individuals: myself, Sophia Motlani, as well as Zara Ibrahim.
Okay.
And we are putting together our heart and soul into this book, but it's unlike any other pageantry. Here I go again. Pageants are always on my mind. It's not like any other poetry book.
I've lost control. Yeah, go ahead.
It's not like any other poetry book out there.
Okay.
You are going to have an opportunity to kind of give your feedback. I can't quite reveal it right now. But I know you hate that. I know.
Every time I interview her, I get half a story. I get the other
just
half the
tuned.
Next time. You know what it reminds me of? Do I have that sound?
It's a very cool book. It's called Raw. It's coming out in the beginning of the year.
Oh, I don't have the sound. It reminds me of the old Batman where it's like, next week, same bad time, same bad channel. But it's next week. Same Tiara Magazine on the Sherry Channel. You know. Anyway, okay, so you have something secret coming up again.
Well,
is the book going to be available as
Amazon,
an ebook?
And it's going to be
my Nook. You're going to get it on my Nook.
Well, absolutely, it's going to be everywhere, and eventually it will be in stores. So we'll do a pre-sale. We'll have a special where we can autograph the book for you, and then it's going to be all available online, and then eventually in stores. So we're really excited. excited about it, but it's never been done before the way we're doing it.
Well, that's not a surprise to anybody that follows Sherry. Hey, we are going to take a break because I think Sherry wants to refill her cup. I know I do. And we're going to have some of our celebrities are going to be talking because we have coming up our Christmas hellos from a lot of the guests from this past year. That's all coming up very soon here on the Pageant Cast. And folks, in the meantime, feel free to get in that chat room. Here we go. It's Sherry Gearhart with Miss United America 2011.
Leave voicemail and comments for Tim and the Pageant Cast. Call 262-757-8576 and let Tim know what you think of the show. This is Melanie Cholka, Mrs. Classic Essence 2011, wishing you tiara dreams.
Did you see this, Bartholomew?
No, you never share.
I do too.
But I can't believe you just lied to me. You lied to me. I wanted to collate something naughty and nice list.
Oh, give me a break.
Hey, are you going to keep holding that newspaper or let me look at it?
Jeepers. Here, see this?
Yeah, well, what about mistletoe?
Well, mistletoe is actually a parasitic plant that often kills the tree or bush it connects to. Did you know that?
I just read that.
See, it would hang up in a tree, all green with fruit, well into the winter. Well, early Christmas celebrators would see this green item in that ocean of gray in the forest and take it as a symbol of fertility.
Oh, see, that would explain all that smooching underneath the mistletoe.
That's right, Bart. So this nasty weed has come to symbolize hope in the winter.
Is that why you're always hovering near the mistletoe at a party?
Huh?
Because it's your last ray of hope.
Bartholomew!
Hi, I'm Lee Cameron.
You know, on the one hand,
I'm already playing Christmas music on my iTunes and my iPod.
On the other hand,
I am so not ready for Christmas. It's not even funny. I don't even know what I'm going to talk about this year. But Christmas is coming. There's nothing we can do about it.
And why would we want to?
And so is the Christmas stocking.
6 years in a row.
Actually, I do have some ideas.
But none are finalized.
So I can't tell you about them. But I'm getting some great suggestions.
On Twitter.
On Facebook.
And at mychristmasstocking.net. I'm looking for music.
It needs to be pod safe.
Means I don't have to pay any license fees.
Let me know at topelf@mychristmasstocking.net if you know of any. I have this fear that I'm going to run short this year. Also, I want to know your family's Christmas traditions. We've had a lot of fun with that in the past, and it would be great to hear yours. You can actually call me. Go to mychristmasstocking.net, click the call me button, and my voicemail will ring you, and you can leave a message.
You can even do it on your iPhone.
Oh, and there's more to do at mychristmasstocking.net. Like and share the Facebook page, facebook.com/christmasstocking. Follow me on Twitter, @xmasstocking, and tell your friends. Shout it high. Shout it low.
Shout it high.
Shout it low.
The Christmas stocking is coming back with lots of great traditions, history, music you won't hear anywhere else, and good old-fashioned fun. The Christmas stocking. Back at Thanksgiving in the U.S.
It's available on iTunes.
Now, let's enter the Pageant Cast News Desk. The stories you hear can be read in their entirety at news.pageantcast.com.
Hey, we have some live news, and Sherry's going to try to not look uncomfortable while I'm reading some of these stories, because we got some bad ones in here. I'm sorry, folks. We'll start with some good news. Miss USA Alyssa Campanello was presenting an award on the first ever American Giving Awards. It was on Saturday on NBC. Where did my cursor go? I can't press anything. There it is. It was Saturday on NBC. I haven't got a chance to watch it yet because it's sitting on my DVR. So I'll get to see that soon, and then I'll tell you my opinion of how she did. Hey, the Miss America judges were named. And it's a good thing they were named because otherwise you wouldn't know who the heck they were. I mean... They're not really celebrities. They're kind of like a group of sponsors, it looks like. The plus is they're not celebrities, so maybe they know what they're judging. The minus is they're not celebrities, so why does anybody care who's judging and want to watch it? Here's a rundown. We have Mark Ballas, who is from Dancing with the Stars, which, you know, all the young ladies that compete in Miss America are always watching Dancing with the Stars because it's mostly young ladies watching that show, not people 50 and over. Raul Di Molina from Univision is in there. I think he's actually a good call. He's a presenter. You have Mike Fleiss, who's some reality show producer on The Bachelor, but it looks like he's an executive producer, which basically means he writes checks. This is what he does. And let's face it, if he wants to write me a check, I'd let him, but, you know, I don't know what he knows about pageantry, but there he is. We have Kris Jenner from the Kardashians crap that's rotting people's minds out on E!, but probably the only semi-celebrity on the entire panel. So, yeah, I turned Sherry's mic off for a reason, because she said, you know, there's an article on Tierra Magazine. You can read it. It's at tierramag.net. You know, let's ring it up. So, okay. Shameless plug. Shameless. I love it. We have Terry Polo, who is on the Meet the Parents films, because those are relevant. Chris Powell, the host of Extreme Makeover Weight Loss Edition. Because a lot of the girls at Miss America look like they should be on an extreme weight loss. I can't even finish that sentence. Lara Spencer is a lifestyle anchor on Good Morning America. There are 7 judges. 4 of them are directly from reality shows, to give you kind of a feel of how balanced the... Yeah, there's 1 journalist, 1 actor, 1 presenter, MC type guy. It seems a little pitched around almost celebrities and, let's face it, sponsors. I mean, you got the guy from Univision because they probably signed a big contract with Univision. Let's face it. You're not seeing any formers. No formers this year of Miss America, which is definitely a weakness. But considering who some of the Miss Americas they've had judging in the past years, maybe a good call. Let's hope they make a good choice. Again, because they're not real big celebrities, maybe they'll actually know what they're talking about and we'll get a decent Miss America. So wishing them all the best. Rima Fakih gave up her Miss USA crown, but she sure hasn't given up going to the bar and getting blasted. She was arrested for drunk driving in Highland Park, Michigan. Now, if you want to get trashed in a bar, that's one thing, but keep the hell out from behind the wheel. What are you folks doing? Someone could have been killed, and if you think I'm being overly dramatic, she blew a 0.20 in Wisconsin. The legal limit's 0.08, and Wisconsin is fairly liberal because we like our beer. It goes well with the cheese. So this is ridiculous. Apparently, Rima was looking to poison herself with alcohol before even making it to the car. When you're doing a 0.20, I don't know how much alcohol. I mean, that's a ridiculous amount. I know she doesn't weigh much of anything, but she had to put it away like a half barrel. She finished off by herself. This is completely unacceptable. Again, go get blasted at the bar. Fine, but stay away from the damn car, folks. That's ridiculous. Tara went to rehab, and to my knowledge, she was never caught drunk driving. But she at least went to rehab. She knew she had a problem. Rima, it's time for you to check in someplace. You need to get this under control. I hope you get things under control soon. We all worry about you, and we want the best. But drunk driving, I'm sorry. Don't expect me to say poor Rima. Poor everybody that was near you that night. They could have been killed. Stop it. Okay, that's all I got to say on that one. That was nice of me. One of our favorite blogs, the JLU blog, is celebrating their first anniversary. They're asking people to contribute to charity water. See their site for details, and congratulations to JLU and everybody over there. Great blog to check out. The National American Miss Finals were held, and I won't announce all the winners because I don't do the kid pageant stuff, but I'll do the teen winners on up, which includes National American Miss Teen Jenna Diller of Ohio and National American Miss Rachel Landis of Missouri. Congratulations to these young ladies. Miss America has a problem with a sponsor to a feeder program sponsor, okay? So what I'm talking about is we're talking about a local that feeds on up to Miss America. So don't think this is a national sponsor. It's a sponsor to a local of Miss California. Rick Alonzo, who's a major sponsor for this particular pageant, has been revealed to be an actor and producer of gay porn and also running multiple porn sites. The sponsor has resigned from the pageant. My opinion on that, and you're getting it for free, you don't have to ask, I'll just give it. My opinion is, I don't know if the pageant can check out absolutely every sponsor they have and do a background check and find out who is really sponsoring them. But I think you should kind of find out if you can. You should kind of look into it. So I don't know how blatant all this was, but he's got multiple websites. I would think you'd do a Google search on somebody before they get on the show. Miss Wisconsin had some trouble with sponsors themselves. I don't know of a pageant system that hasn't had some problems with sponsors over the years, doing it, people taking advantage of having all these young ladies available. So folks, if you're running a pageant, check out your sponsors. Come on, be an adult about it. And that's it for news. I know you just want to hear me keep talking, but now we're going to go into the Christmas greetings from 2011. And don't worry, folks. I know it looks like the show's going long. It is going long, but we're going to keep going until Sherry is done talking.
Now let's hear from past Pageant Cast guests as they wish you a very happy holiday season.
This is Raven Reed, Miss Midwest Galaxy 2011, wishing you and your family a fabulous Christmas and a happy new year.
This is Sharon Fletcher, Mrs. Corporate America 2010, wishing you and yours a heartwarming Christmas season and a healthy new year.
This is Anisha Panesar, America's Perfect Teen, wishing you a very Merry Christmas and a healthy new year.
This is April DeVorney, Miss Racine 2010, wishing you and yours a spectacular and wondrous Christmas season and a fulfilling new year.
This is Brittany York, Miss North Carolina USA 2011, wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
This is Courtney Turner, Miss South Carolina USA 2011, wishing you and yours a blessed Christmas and a successful New Year.
This is Danelle Rank, Miss Corporate America 2010, wishing you and yours a heartwarming Christmas season and a healthy new year.
This is Heidi Mack, Miss Commonwealth International 2010, wishing you and your family a very happy Christmas and a healthy new year.
This is Brittany Weiser, Miss Montana USA 2011, wishing you and yours a hot Christmas season.
This is Jessica Simpson, Miss National Teenager 2011, hoping you are having fun this Christmas season and have a great new year.
This is Danielle Dembski, Miss Arizona USA 2004, hoping you're having a fun Christmas season and have a great new year.
This is Dawn Brinkley, Mrs. North Carolina, United States 2010, and I'm wishing you and your family a heartwarming Christmas season and a very prosperous and blessed new year.
This is Candace Blanchard, Mrs. North Carolina America 2011. Hope you are having fun this Christmas season and have a great new year. Ho, ho, ho!
This is Wendy Russo, Mrs. Minnesota, United States, wishing you and yours a heartwarming Christmas season and a healthy new year.
This is Renee Crystal Hamlet, Miss Washington National Model USA 2011-2012, wishing you and yours a heartwarming Christmas season and a healthy new year.
Hi, I'm Alyssa Campanella, Miss USA 2011, hoping you are having fun this Christmas season and have a great new year.
The Pageant Cast would really like to thank Larry Sayer. He brings us Jingle Jangle, the background music that we use during the Christmas season here on Pageant Cast.
This is Shandy Finnessy, Miss USA 2004, and Tim Kretschmann is my favorite radio announcer. And, ladies, he's available. TKPN!
Oh, yeah. Okay, we are back. You thought we'd never come back, and here we are.
And here
we're
we are.
Back. We've had some interesting chat information here. Michelle is telling... Michelle, our good friend from the United America system, mentioned that, did you know the first daughter of a Miss America will be competing at Miss America? She asked that question. No, I didn't know it.
I didn't know either. No.
And Michelle, we want details, so put that in the chat so we can add that in. And Mickey can't hear us. Mickey, listen closer. That'll work. No, there's so many things. We are on the bleeding edge of stuff, so we're trying to do everything we can, but hopefully you can all hear this. Don't worry. We're recording. See the little green bars
I
over
do.
There? We are recording well. So, and
I also see Monique posted. She was one of the jewelry designers, and she has an upcoming fashion show, so I'm really excited. And then Julie posted. She was one of our models. She did fantastic. It was a mother-daughter duo.
Okay.
And they were both in the show, and it was her very first fashion show. I was like, you got to do it. You got to do it. And she did it, and she looked like a pro. So, I mean, we really help our models and get them ready, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a lot of fun.
We just got a post from Ms. American Elegance Woman. Hi, Kimberly. She says she's new to pageant systems and just found Tiara Magazine.
Yay!
And they have finished reading everything. Now, see, you shouldn't say that, because now, on the drive home, Sherry is going to write something so that you have something to read.
Always she, writing.
Yeah. Let me see your hands. Do you have calluses?
I actually do not.
You must type everything, then. You have to.
I'm very old school, believe it or not.
Yeah, I still have calluses from when I was a kid.
Wow.
Anyway, yeah. Yeah.
Actually, I love Kim. She's the, she's put it right there, Ms. American Elegance Woman. I did an appearance over there, and they let me speak, and there's a special announcement with those queens. All I'm going to say is we're doing a photo shoot with them in January, so keep watching Tiara Magazine to see what we have in store with those ladies.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So hopefully Mickey can hear now. We turned up some of the sound, so if some of you might be turning down right now, we goosed everything up a little bit.
Oh, my little nephew's on. How cute.
Your nephew's on. Oh, that's cute, too.
I love him. He's so intelligent. Oh, and Shannon's on. Look at all these people that are on. I'm so excited.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Ooh. Hey, you know what? Actually, that question from Shannon is on my list. So what did get you to start Tiara Magazine?
You asked me this like way back, but
I know,
guess you guys don't know.
Not everybody. Yeah. Okay. Tell
us. What inspired me was I started pageantry at 17. It was a dream I always wanted to go for. Had to pretty much do it on my own. Family wasn't really supportive. And so I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. So I started going to pageant coaches, kind of saw they didn't really know what they were doing. Figured things out.
That's
on
what
my
you
own.
Learn in pageantry is nobody knows what they're
yeah,
doing.
Well, yeah, well, some of it us takes do time. Tim. No, I'm just kidding. But anyway, no, it does take time. It does. Tim knows everything about pageants. Anyway.
Not true.
So I became a pageant coach, and I was working with girls all over the state of Illinois. Then it began in the Midwest, and it started to grow very quickly. And I saw that a lot of people couldn't afford pageant coaching. It was such a passion of mine. I even was doing it very, very, very cheap, like free. so I was like, you know, I looked at the pageant magazines and I didn't feel they were helping me advance to the next level. And so I wanted to start something that not only would be affordable for girls to get information to help them advance to that next level, wherever it is, whether you're a beginner or you're a seasoned competitor, but also I wanted a magazine that would cater to all aspects of pageantry, because what was currently out there was for the national title holders like Miss America, Miss USA, which is great, but what about everybody else? And so that's where Tiara Magazine, you know.
Well, and Sherry and I kind of, we have the same philosophy that the Miss America, Miss USA, those actual national title holders are about the only ones that are getting into mainstream media.
Exactly.
So those of us that are in the pageant media, we really need to cover a lot of those pageant systems that are not being served by the mainstream
exactly.
media.
Exactly. And if you really look around, the only one serving those other pageant systems would be you and me. That's pretty much it. So
we rock.
So we rock.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you should love us. No, I'm just kidding. Okay.
Well, right now, right now, there's a lot of interest in this brand ambassador. What is this for Tierra Magazine?
Brand ambassador is taking off like crazy. It's bigger than our cover model contest, bigger than our cover girl calendar search. Brand ambassador is all about representing Tierra Magazine in a different light. I want to know, as the editor, I want to know, how are you going to promote us? And in turn, we are going to promote you. You are going to have the title of brand ambassador. You're going to have the leader in pageantry, beauty, and fashion backing you as a title holder, as a contestant, as a model, as an aspiring, you know, whatever it may be in any of those industries. And so brand ambassador is taking off. If you want to check out what it's about, how to enter, it's very detailed what we're looking for. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're definitely looking for somebody who's self-motivated, somebody who understands the value in our magazine, which is now has just hit 126 countries for online read. I had to throw that.
See how, well done. And you can actually, before we get off brand ambassador into that news, before we get there, the brand ambassador, to get all those details, you go to tierramag.net and you can find that info.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, I'm always going off on a tangent. 126
countries. I didn't know there were 126 countries.
Yeah, neither
countries.
Did I. I had to actually Google it. I was like, wait, what? Yeah.
Well, thank goodness for Google.
I could read them off for you. Yeah, Google Analytics is my best friend now.
Yeah. Well, USA dominates at the top.
Yes.
Which is to be expected for an English
Exactly.
web page in America. Yeah,
and then if you want to get down into the states, Illinois, obviously, because that's where I'm from. So everybody from Illinois is representing California.
Wait a minute. Wisconsin isn't number...
Wisconsin is actually a huge
pageant state.
Wisconsin's actually in the top 20, believe it or not, and that's thanks to you. Yes. As far as states go,
that's
it is.
That's not true.
Now, United Kingdom
not
is...
not me.
It sure is.
It's not.
United Kingdom is sure, you know, is second place for the year.
However, for a country.
However, for the past 2 weeks, Malaysia has been second place for the country that's reading.
Now,
what do
they speak in Malaysia?
You know, I don't
know.
But you know, Google is so amazing. They have
they get the translator.
Translate.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
It makes my life easier.
I keep getting off mic here. I get so excited when Sherry's here. I do. Anyway, so. States, you said, what was number two again? California?
California.
Okay, huge state. Mm-hmm. Third had to be Texas or something.
Texas actually, surprisingly, was like number six. Florida was like number seven.
Wow.
Yeah, it was kind of
surprising. So it would have to be East
Coast. But it's probably because they're so big, you know, like, I don't know. There's just so many people there.
Huge pageant states.
I don't know.
Huge pageant states. It is fun. I have analytics on mine as well, and I love looking to see where people are logging in from all over the world. Now, your number four country was unknown country?
Number three was unknown. And I want to know so bad what it is.
And I was explaining to Sherry, because I have a similar problem on mine. And it's people that are doing this, you know, sneaky, they're doing private browsing where they're not allowing people to see where they're coming from. And I'll tell you, all of those people are from Nigeria.
Actually, just kidding. Yeah, okay. I was just gonna say I have a big fan base in Nigeria, which is so funny you bring that up. I actually do, and I'm actually in contact with a bunch of people there. You are hilarious.
Every time I talk to you, you have some international thing going on with some pageant system somewhere in the world. Yes. When I was at United America, you were in all sorts of articles. What country was it?
China.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was
China.
I was in China, featured twice this year. First time as a fashion icon. Ooh. I was like, wait, me? Second time was covering the fashion show. So a lot of the models had international recognition and the designers. So that was really exciting.
The screen's going on me.
And we do have I can only say one. We do have one international title holder going on the cover. And I'm very excited about that.
Here we go again. And you'll find out.
No, I'll just reveal it now. Okay.
Exclusive. Flag the tape.
It really is.
The tape. Okay.
So we're going to Spain.
Spain?
Wow.
Who are you going to have on?
Miss Intercontinental is going on the cover of Tierra Magazine. She's actually
Intercontinental is huge in Europe. I know that. In America, I don't know that it's taken off. Do we have one?
Yeah, we actually do have a pageant, which I was totally unaware of.
Yeah.
And it's doing fairly well. And USA
but
it's won.
It's huge in Europe.
It is huge in Europe.
And they're I need to get her on the show. Do you have a, are you going to help me
out? I'm in contact with her.
All right. Hook me up.
She's an amazing young woman, and she's about to move to Germany to start her reign. They let her finish out her semester of college, and now she's going to go out there and hold her title.
Well, that's nice.
How nice is that?
That's really fantastic. Yeah. That is so exciting. We do have a couple things in the chat room I want to mention again.
See.
We have Jennifer that says she can't wait for the fall issue and excited for the spring issue. Both will help me in the many pageants in the new year. So, also says you happen to rock.
She's so cute.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jennifer. She's going to be in the spring issue, so I know she's
super excited. And then we have another, Shannon, you apparently are some sort of stone of some kind, because they all say how much you rock. Danielle says, you are such an inspiration to so many people. Thank you for everything you have done. Love you. Danielle, you forgot to state that Sherry indeed rocks.
thank you, Danielle. I love you.
Betty asks, Sherry, what does the new year hold for you? Hold on. Sherry just, Betty just updated that Sherry rocks. Sherry, what does the new year hold for you?
What does it not hold for me? No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, you're not going to tell us anyway.
I know. I always hold everything in. Okay, so I'm traveling internationally to three different countries, and one of them is Spain for the Miss Intercontinental pageant. So that's very exciting. And
you're going to cover that?
Yes.
You need a photographer?
Tim might be there. Also,
I'm pretty good, you know.
Yeah, I know. I've seen your pictures. No, I'm
okay, those are, that is the reason to download the video for this week's show. Okay, that look.
My funny faces.
I just got a look. Okay.
Yes, she All is. Right. What? I don't know.
You're rocking.
Oh.
This is more, there is more discussion of Sherry's rocktitude going on in our chat room.
She rocks.
And our studio audience. Apparently, I'm getting back to the prepared questions.
I'm also going to the Philippines.
The Philippines?
For Project Michelangelo, and we'll start to break into that market a little bit. I mean, we have online readers in the Philippines, but I'd like to start getting
subscribers. Philippines, I get a fair amount of hits from Philippines,
too.
Do you?
Yeah, they're really into...
Well, we know they're into shoes. But it's great that you're getting around. Now, you got your passport ready and everything?
Oh, absolutely.
Fantastic. So, who's the first person you tell when you decide to do a pageant?
I know the first person I call when I win is you.
That would be the correct answer.
No, it's actually really true. When I won my title, national title last year, I called you. I was like, Tim!
Yeah, this time she didn't have to. She didn't have to call or anything. She just waved me over from the stage.
Yes,
she's
time,
like, hey,
yes.
Look. Look what I got on my head, you know.
Yeah, this time he was there at Texas. I went alone, which is doesn't sound like a big thing. But anyway, I traveled alone, and I competed, and it was so cool.
She traveled here today with our studio audience.
It was like hiding back there.
Yeah.
But yeah, so the first person I tell when I do a pageant is, I don't know, whoever I decide to call that day. I have so many... I would probably say at this point in my life, Zara, my best friend, and Danielle. I would call both of them and be like, hey, this is what I'm going to do. And they already know what I plan to do.
Betty just asked a wonderful question if you would sing us a Christmas song. However, I'm going to let Sherry off the hook because she is a wonderful singer, but she just came off of
bronchitis.
So I don't want her to lose what's left of her voice. Singing a Christmas song. So Bartholomew and I, and our viewership just dropped 13. Danielle's also asking you to sing a song.
No, we're
not going to do that to her, but she is going to record one for me.
I can do that for
you. Okay. Yes.
I absolutely love singing.
Just throwing that out there. What's your favorite phase of competition, Sherry, when you're out there?
I know your favorite answer is when girls say interview. Can you tell I'm a fan of the show? I know what you like and don't like. Anyway.
I like it when they say swimsuit. Because I think I've only got about three times that that's been said. It's either evening gown or it's interview.
Well, evening gown what I always hear. Is so elegant. You know, you get to be that princess for the moment, you know.
Right.
Swimsuit I used to love. It's been a while since I've competed in a swimsuit competition. But there's so much energy you have to just light up when you're on that stage. Because you have to show some hardcore confidence when you're
on
swimsuit.
That's what I always point to. I say that competition, you can really tell who's out there and saying, look at me, here I come, this is it. And I will tell you, as a judge, a lot of times evening gown doesn't even fit into it for me, because I'm like, I tend to, for, because I am on this side, I'm looking for people that are good interviews, and I'm looking for people that have some brassiness, that are like, here I am, hear me roar.
Right.
And really, you can tell that after the interview, if you see them coming out there and they're just ripping up the stage in swimsuit, you know, ooh, this one is coming on strong.
Yeah.
She's going to be great for, you know, promoting this pageant system.
Absolutely. And I've been hearing that a lot from different people this week, is their opinion on swimsuit. But I would say my favorite is interview, which is sometimes a typical answer. But honestly, anytime I get to speak on stage, if a pageant has speech, that's my favorite.
Well, yeah. And when you were competing in
United America,
In United America, in Austin, Texas, a beautiful city. And we're going back out there in June. Did I just announce that I'm
Announced that you're going back to United America.
How did you get that out of me?
I have no idea.
I'm a little upset at myself right now. That was going to be a big...
Well, that was a big announcement, and you just announced it now.
Yeah.
No, but it's going to be great to have you back.
Yes, yes.
You're the whole reason I competed.
Aw, that's so sweet. But you did a speech up on stage, and I think, what did they give you, 2 minutes or 3 minutes or something?
Yeah, they gave you 2 minutes. No, maybe a minute and a half.
Which is basically like handcuffing Cheryl, okay? It's like handcuffing her, because that's her starting
up. I held their attention.
Yes, she did, and there were people crying, and it wasn't like, oh my God, that was so horrible, I had to cry. People were genuinely moved.
Yeah.
In fact, other contestants told me that they were moved. So you did a great job.
My competitors told me they were moved. I thought that was the sweetest thing in the world.
Yeah,
really.
Absolutely. Because if you know anything about pageant girls, they don't like to cry until after they won the crown, because otherwise it messes up their makeup. So that's really something. You did a great job.
Yeah, thank you very much.
At that. So now I'm trying to remember which, that was part of the petite.
It was part of the petite side.
Right. The petite doesn't have an interview. No. It has speech instead.
So I knew I had to rock that one.
And you know what's really cool about that? Here I go off about United America again. What's really cool about that is you, as the audience, you see everything the judges see. So you can really sit there and get a good feel of, do I agree with the judges? Do I not agree? Let's face it, every panel of judges has different opinions. You know, when I go in, I've told Miss America prelims about this, do not have me if there's baton twirling or opera, because those poor girls that have that, I'm not going to grade them as high.
I am an opera singer.
Talk to the hand.
Shame on you.
Talk to the hand. I'm not fair.
No wonder why you're not letting me sing. No, I actually have a cold. But shame on you.
I'm honest enough to say they're not going to get a fair shake from me, because I just don't like that. They can be very, very talented, and I understand they're very talented, but they're not going to get a fair shake from me. So I really enjoy that elite setup where you can see everything the judges see, and I can go, oh, I agree with the judges, or I can go, my goodness, what were they thinking?
Right.
You know, it's a lot of fun. Oh my God, we are so over time. I'm going to give you one chance to say something, and then we're going to have to close things off. Otherwise, it'll be too long to even put on a CD.
Okay. So my one chance to say something is, you're laughing at me.
well.
I'd like to take this opportunity just to talk a little bit about Live Out Loud Charity. If you were on the show earlier, you heard it. If you know anybody that's suicidal, if you know anybody that's being bullied, or if you're wondering how you can reach out and help those individuals, please contact Live Out Loud Charity. The website is liveoutloudcharity.org. Suicide is the third leading cause of death among youth in the U.S., and it does claim the lives of 1 million individuals worldwide. So please reach out, make a change, don't be part of the problem, really take a step forward to help individuals that are suffering. So liveoutloudcharity.org.
And that's going to be it with Sherry Gearhart. Studio audience going, wow. Sherry Gearhart, Miss United America 2011. I want to thank everybody that stuck through our entire show. I know it was a long one.
PageantCast.
And we are closing things up. We are going to be closed for the rest of 2011 for live shows. We're going to be starting it up again in January, Sherry, so you'll have to listen then again. We are going to have videos going throughout the holiday season. So new content, by the way, not just some stuff I grabbed, new content coming out every week. In fact, right after the show, Sherry and I are going to look at some of those videos that are coming up, because one episode has Live Out Loud fashion show, so that's coming up later on in the pageant cast. We do want to thank everybody that's out there in the chat room tonight and that downloaded this. This is also available for video on Ustream, and it is available as a sound file at pageantcast.com. It'll be out there forever. If you want to download it, just click on the download link. All right. Again, next year, we're going even further into video. If you think I'm crazy for doing that, well, first of all, join the club. We meet on Thursdays. But second of all, let me know if this is a mistake that I'm making. Stop me before I do it. But I really think a lot of people want to see this in video format. I've been hearing that since I began the show. They're like, you have all these beautiful young ladies, and all we do is get to hear their voice. I mean, look at Sherry here. She cute. So, you know, we gotta do that more, I believe, in the future. It is where everything's going. I do realize there are a lot of people that listen to the show in the car. I realize there's a lot of people that listen to this while they're working out or whatever. It's not like I'm going to have action sequences. It is still an interview, so you can probably still just listen to it if you wish, but we're going to have the video aspect as well, which should be cool, and very few appearances by Bartholomew. Get out of here. So, anyway, that's it. Are you okay, Bartholomew?
No.
Okay, that was frightening in many ways. That's it for the show, and that's it for the show in 2011.
Love you, Mom.
Oh, we got one of those out there. So fantastic. Sherry, thanks for coming on the show. We're going to have you on in a new format as well. That'll be fun. So that's coming up. That way we get close-ups of Sherry. Those will be coming up later on here at the Pageant Cast. Thanks again for everybody tuning in. And we'll see you next time. Now, at the end of every show, I say Tiara Dreams. Do you want to try saying it together with me?
Yep.
Okay, here we go.
Tiara Dreams.
Thanks, everybody, and have a good night.
Listening to a TKPN production.